Mr. Chairman, I appear only again on the basis that I am truly at the back of the queue at this point in time. There are two matters, and these two matters take me exactly the same amount as it took me to raise the first one, so they'll be considerably briefer. Firstly, is a matter of what I consider to be misstatements that were made at the 2007 AGM by Mr. Luscombe. These statements, and I will be very brief about it because the fullness of the detail has been supplied, is that there were no ATMs in our gaming areas. There is an ATM in the same room in the Royal Oak Hotel in the Norwood in Adelaide. The only division is a clear glass cabinet. Typically, ATMs are placed in the entranceways to our poker machine rooms. Secondly, facilities for self-barring. You might have in Victoria, but no one would know because in my observations, I have not yet seen one sign promoting the availability of these facilities. What becomes more irksome is that in Adelaide, you do a fine job of telling people that these facilities exist. Here is a typical sign that you have in Adelaide. I've made up 100 of them for you. You can put them on in your venues in Victoria, and I will hand them to Peter at the conclusion of the meeting. Thirdly, signs right in front of the face. Some venues you do, some you don't. Clocks in all the gaming areas. Not every venue has a clock on the wall, even in South Australia where it's a requirement. Don't allow people to eat. Absolutely untrue. I've seen people eating and being offered food while gambling at their pokies. And finally, you said that the incidence of problem gambling is no greater in pokies than any other form of gambling. I don't know what your source is, but it's not true. Have a look at page 157 of Ross Blair Holt's Australasian Gaming Council. He is the director of it, and you'll see that that simply is not the fact. And finally, on that point, we, again, Mr. Luscombe's words, we take this very, very, very seriously, implying that you have strict compliance with practices. And in what I've seen, that's not the case. Finally, I have one last point, and this applies to a lot of the moves that Woolworths is making in terms of the Woolworths brand. I believe, and I think action needs to be taken because this brand is being diminished by mismanagement relating to your pokies and the hotels. There is violence occurring both inside and out of our venues, and it raises a very important question, are they safe anymore? Two killings outside the QBH in 15 months, and the response from Woolworths was this. We're not to blame. The assistant police commissioner in Victoria, his statement was, QBH clearly have to have a look at their own behavior. On April 6th this year, two gunmen threatened your patrons at the Gepps Cross Hotel. You can go to pokewatch.org and see the video of these people in balaclavas. The ABC recently aired a TV report of a woman who lost $350,000 on the pokies at the Skyway Taverner. Couple this with a story in October about your night manager who faked a robbery at the same venue. These stories are a cry for better staff and better staff training, sensitive to the care and identification of problem gamblers. Finally, applying for more pokies in an already legally declared distressed area despite huge community opposition. Again, this does no service to the Woolworths brand. Please drop the Matthew Flinders application. It might be legally right, but it's just plain wrong. In summary, I urge Woolworths to polish our brand and respond positively, firstly, to my request about children, make a commitment to make your pubs and clubs safe and drug-free, deal with the misstatements, and redirect hotel and pokies management. Thank you for the opportunity to speak, Mr. Chairman.
Thanks, Mr. Bendack. Again, I'll ask Michael if you'd like to make some comments, and I would as well.
Thank you again for your comments, Mr. Bendack, and we'll take those individual items that you've raised on advisement. In regard to the statement I made on not eating, clearly I need to clarify that statement. What I meant was that we can't and we don't allow full bistro meals to be served. We do provide non-alcoholic drinks and cafe snacks in the gaming rooms. That is correct. But we don't have full meals. So to the extent that I need to clarify that statement, I'm happy to do so. Thank you.
Okay. Also, I think having given Mr. Benn that a fair go, just to reassure other shareholders who are here today, when some matters were drawn to our attention, we actually got PricewaterhouseCooper to review our operations here throughout Victoria. They pointed out some things that did need attention, but overall gave it a clean bill of health. And subsequent to that, when Mr. Bendat lodged a complaint with the Gaming Authority here in Victoria, they have since visited all of our establishments and have okayed our operations. So I think it's important to put the perspective that we do believe that we try to manage these facilities in every way responsibly. We understand that there are a range of views, and certainly we can see that you're very sincere about them, but I think it's important that our shareholders know that we do pay as much attention as possible and we do take these matters into consideration. So I think we have a question from number 10.
Mr. Chairman, I'm pleased to introduce Mr. Peter Martin from